This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and we're going to be talking about some exciting news that are going to be happening with the American Farm Museum and Education Center. And I'm happy to have on the program to talk more about that and, of course, an upcoming fundraiser that they're going to be having, their annual one that they have, too. We also have Melissa Tsuji, who is the board president. Did I get that right, Melissa?
Yes, Dale, that is correct. Thank you.
Okay, it's good to have you with us. And Lana Pickles, who is also on the board, too. Linda, thank you for coming.
Thank you, Dale, for having me.
Yeah, well, it's good to have both of you here. Just kind of a refresher about the American Farm Museum and Education Center. A lot of people will, if they go through Blissfield, know about the land that was purchased on the east side of Blissfield, Melissa.
Yes, the American Farm Museum and Education Center owns 54 acres on the east edge of Blissfield. And we will continue to maintain that site. We announced the 1st of May that we are moving the 13,000-piece farm toy collection that was owned by the late Charles and Barbara Burkholder. They gifted the collection to the museum prior to their deaths. We will be opening the collection at the Hathaway House in Blissfield.
That's got to be really exciting for the organization, Linda, to be able to have this as a location for the toy collection.
It's a great fit. It takes a historical building and puts it with a historical collection, and it's a win for everyone.
Yeah. And the thing is, knowing that you, because I know you were looking for some place to be able to have the toy collection displayed for a long time now.
Yes. The board has been formed for almost 13 years, and the Burkholders gifted the toy collection late in 2012. And we purchased the property several years ago. It has been our goal, and it continues to be our goal, to someday have an education center that exists on that land. But we had the opportunity when we were approached by the investor to consider the Hathaway House. And as Linda said, it just makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful historic site. It's on the National Historic Register. It allows us to be open much more quickly than if we were, you know, trying to raise millions of dollars to build from the ground up a facility. So, you know, we're excited. This is a huge step forward for the museum, but it's a wonderful step forward for our community.
Absolutely. And being right there on the main street there, like being off of 223 there with the actual land, having the toy museum in basically just outside, well, it's not outside, it's pretty much downtown Blissfield. Having it right there, too, and in a historic place. Wow, win-win. Absolutely.
It is a great win. Yeah. We're super excited about it.
Now, it is the board purchased, or how did that happen with the Hathaway House?
We were approached by an investor.
Okay.
So we will be leasing the property, the Hathaway House, from the investor.
Okay.
And we're excited. We're making all kinds of plans that we'll be announcing at our August 1st barbecue at the barn event. It's exciting. Many people in Lenawee County and the region know the Burkholder Farm Toy Collection.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very important to the board that we begin to get that on view.
Yes, yes. Now, being that it is a historical site, how much of a are you able to make this work for the showing of the toy collection?
We will utilize the existing space.
Okay.
And that's up to the investor to make any, you know, cosmetic changes. It is a historic site, so the site will not be altered.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And that's, you know, wanted to make sure that we got across, too, for the people saying, well, since it's a historical site.
Well, and the nice feature about the Hathaway House is it is accessible. There's a ramp entrance, and, you know, there's no barriers for anyone to come in on the first floor and and view the collection.
All right, cool. And will the entire toy collection be displayed at the same time, or how is that going to work?
No. We could never fit all of the toys in one building. And so it will rotate, and we will have different specialties or different collections at different times. So there'll always be something new to view.
Okay. Well, and that makes it exciting, too, because that's what a lot of the museums do, is they rotate their collections of things. So that's always, as you mentioned, Londa, is always going to be something new to see there.
Absolutely. And that's important to keep it new and fresh and make sure that everybody gets the opportunity to see the entire collection throughout the time that it's on exhibit.
Now, when we talk about the collection, kind of give us an idea of the range of the collection.
Oh, wow, Dale, that's a ginormous question. Because
we have time.
There are, as I said, 13,000 unique farm toys. So there are no duplicates in this collection, and it is a global collection. There are toys literally from all over the world that are part of this collection.
Now, see, I did not realize that, and that thing is fascinating.
I think it's really exciting because there are some pieces in the collection that might be one or two left in the whole world, and the collection has them.
Wow.
Which is amazing for our local community to
Absolutely.
Have that.
Absolutely. And talk about a draw to be able for people to see this unique collection, too.
Well, in addition to the 13,000 farm toys, get ready, Dale.
Okay.
There's also 350 unique pedal tractors.
No, really?
So the little, you know, ride-on, child size toys.
I had one of those.
I think most of us probably did.
Yeah, yeah.
Or still do. there are 350 of those as well.
My gosh.
So it's super exciting for us because we want to share this. And, you know, the board has been very conscious of being good stewards of the collection and upholding the wishes of Charles and Barbara Burkholder.
Which I'm sure they wanted to make sure that this was a collection to be able to be displayed and appreciated and not being sold off to, you know, somebody was looking for one of these unique pieces.
Well, and that was one of the conditions in the deed of gift, is that it remains in its entirety. It cannot be split apart. It cannot be sold, as you said, kind of a piecemeal.
Yeah.
It has to remain as one collection. And, you know, we view it as an opportunity to be the focal point of the education center to tell the story of agriculture.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And that's so important to be able to keep that alive for people to make sure that they understand the history of agriculture, especially here in Lenawee County. Oh, my gosh. I mean, that's one of our mainstays here in Lenawee County, Yolanda.
It is. And I think Blissfield is a natural piece of it because it has such a huge historical agricultural background in that community.
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of people were excited when they saw the sign, the Hathaway House sign saying that, you know, it was up for sale, but now it had a sold sign on it. So I think a lot of people were excited about, you know, what was going to be happening to that. So, I mean, this is exciting stuff.
Well, and soon there'll be a sign that says Home of the Charles and Barbara Burkholder Farm Toy Collection.
All right. I kind of like that. Any idea about how soon you might be able to get into the and to have the toy collection displayed? Is there any thought about that, Londa?
Our goal is late fall to have something up and operational in the Hathaway House.
Okay. Have any thoughts about what the hours of the museum would be for the toy collection? Or has that has to be determined?
We are still putting all those pieces of our plan together.
Sure.
I think that we will probably be open in a limited weekend hour format for a while.
Which is typical for a lot of the museums, yeah.
You know, we are just so excited as a board to be at this point.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when we were approached by the investor, this has been a six-month deal. We've been working on this pretty much all of 2025. This was a game changer for us.
Oh,
because
sure.
we were making plans to build, you know, a multi-million dollar building where most of that cost would be in the ground, in mm-hmm. the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to raise dollars for that.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
So this allows us to get the toy collection open and on view. It's going to open some doors for greater fundraising capacity. And we're just, you know, it's really, really pleased with the way it's being received by the community. And we just want to communicate the Burkholders' wishes.
Yeah.
You know, it was Charles. He was an ag teacher. He taught at the tech center. It was his wish that the collection be displayed in a museum quality format. And that is what we are going to be doing.
And I was going to say, this is going to fulfill his wishes for sure then, right? Definitely. And be able to have this come to fruition is, you know, as I mentioned before, it's got to be simply a delight for the entire board, knowing that this is going to happen.
It's a heavy lift.
I'm sure.
But we are all up to, you know, to the challenge, and everyone is shouldering a lot of extra volunteer work right now.
I bet. I can't wait until you get to that point to where you can open up and be able to display, because I will be just fascinated by all those unique items that they have in the collection. So I can't wait. This is going to be exciting. Well, in order to do this and to continue what the organization is doing, you're going to be having your annual event that's going to be coming up. Right, Londa?
Absolutely. We are super excited to have our barbecue at the barn on Friday, August 1st. Excited to partner with Woodfoot Down Barbecue and Emmy's Kitchen. They will be providing the food as well as the desserts. It will be held at our original site, and we welcome anyone to attend. Tickets are available online at our website, and the price is $75, or you can purchase a table of eight for $525. And as always, just like any other fundraiser, we're looking for sponsors. So
sure.
If anyone is interested in information, they can go on to our website, or they can contact Melissa or I, and we would be happy to share all of the opportunities with them.
Now, if they wanted to contact you, what's the best way of doing that then, Londa or Melissa?
At our website, afmec.blissfield@gmail.com.
Okay, one more time with that.
afmec.blissfield@gmail.com. And that's our email address, and that would come to either Melissa or I or any other board member to be able to answer any questions or give them any information that they might be looking for.
Now, do you have a kind of like a deadline for tickets? To purchasing the tickets?
We like to sell tickets as upfront as we can. We've been making ticket sales and sponsorships in the last couple weeks. We have to have our catering number in by the last part of July.
Okay.
So by like July 20th.
Okay.
So the sooner people can buy tickets, the better. Now, the nice thing is we hold this on our event lawn, and we put up a very large tent. We would love to sell hundreds and hundreds of tickets this year.
Well, sure. Absolutely. Why not? Yeah.
It's a wonderful party. We've been blessed since we started this 7 or 8 years ago with beautiful weather.
Yes, you have.
This year is going to be extra special because the board will be announcing and launching some of the initiatives around the museum's toy collection.
Excellent. Excellent.
So that'll be kind of a sneak preview, a big night for announcements.
Oh, that's going to be exciting. It'll be something to look forward to. So we want to make sure people get their tickets, and we kind of say, hey, you know, the sooner the better. And for those of you to making sure that they know how many to provide for with the food and everything, that's totally understandable. So you want to make sure you get your tickets in so that they have a good idea on the number of people are going to be showing up. So let's get those tickets right now.
Well, it's as Londa said, it's a great night. We have Wolf It Down providing amazing food. Emmy's Kitchen always does a terrific job. They bring Lola out and have a dessert and ice cream for us. And then we have a cash bar as well.
Okay.
There'll be a signature cocktail.
Okay, excellent. So, wow, yeah. This will be nice, Londa.
It will be really, really exciting this year, even more so than in the past.
Yeah.
Because of all of the announcements and initiatives that are starting.
Excellent. All right. Well, it's been good to have you on. Some wonderful news, and I can't wait to be able to see the collection on display. You're thinking about maybe in the fall or late fall or something like that, Londa?
Exactly. Late fall is our goal.
Okay. So I can't wait. And to be able to see all those, that collection is displayed, and knowing that it's only going to be just a portion of the huge collection, too. So it'll be incentive to be able to come back and see when the collection has changed. Thank you so much for all the work you and the board are doing and getting to this point, and keep up the great work. Really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Dale. WLEN has been a tremendous supporter from the beginning, and you and I have shared years of conversation about
yes.
this. So thank you for hosting Londa and I today.
Absolutely. Well, it's been good to have you on to talk about more about the toy collection. And my guests have been Melissa Tsuji and Londa Pickles with the American Farm Museum and Education Center here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.